It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Marmanzi, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Yes, good morning, good afternoon. Can you hear me now?
That's much better, much better. Thank you very much, Mfunis. Appreciate it. All right, I don't want us to run out of time, but I want us to just jump right in. Yesterday we were taught about what parables are, and we almost ran out of time trying to understand what parables are. And today we want to just jump and zoom into the variety of parables. So how do the themes and messages conveyed in parables about the kingdom of God, such as the parable of the mustard seed and the parable of the sower, relate to Jesus's broader teachings about the nature and significance of God's reign?
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So permit me, my dear brother, to divide the question into two. So I will start by kind of explaining what the broader teaching about the nature and significance of God's reign is. So okay. We do have a number of them. To begin with, it focuses on the imminent arrival of Jesus' kingdom. So Jesus taught that the kingdom of God was at hand or near, indicating that God's reign was not a distant future event. So that's number one. It also talks about spiritual kingdom. Jesus emphasized that the kingdom of God was not a political or earthly kingdom, but rather a spiritual domain that transformed hearts and mind, right? So maybe I'll end with this one, which talks about inclusiveness and accessibility or accessible. Jesus emphasized the inclusiveness, inclusive nature of the kingdom of God, welcoming all who were willing to receive it. He associated it with the marginalized sinners and outcasts, challenging the social norms and religious exclusivity of that time. Now, coming back to the question, trying to answer it all, how the parable of the mustard seed and the parable of the sower speak in line with the major themes of broader themes or broader teaching of Jesus, or when it comes to the parable of God's kingdom. The parable of the sower, which is found in Matthew chapter 13, verse number 1 to 23, and in Mark also chapter 4, verse 1 to 20. Jesus compares the message of the kingdom to seeds being sown in different types of soil. The seeds represent the word of God, and different types represent the hearts. So you find it in both of the parables, both that of the seed and the mustard, that of the sower and that of the mustard seed. We do find that the essential aspects of God's kingdom, which are recurring, or which are in line with God's major teachings when it comes to parables, is the importance of receptivity. The parable of sower emphasizes the need for individuals to have a heart that is receptive to God's message. So that's number one. Number two, it focuses, or it also talks about the parable of the mustard seed or the transformative power. The parable of the mustard seed demonstrates the transformative power of God's kingdom. It starts small but grows into something significant. And these are also some of the factors that we find when we're describing the first part of the last part of the question. And I think that's an answer to the question.
Okay,
my brother.
I hear you, Mfundis. So I'm afraid we might run out of time, but so I'm going to try and ask that perhaps if we can just get as fast as we can in our responses, Mfundis, because we have a lot would love to learn from you. So my next question is about really the cultural settings. What cultural and historical factors might have influenced the choice of settings, characters in Jesus's parables, particularly those that challenge the social norms and expectations, such as the parable of the Good Samaritan, for example?
Okay, thank you so much. So the choice of settings and characters in Jesus' parable, including those that challenge the social norms and expectations, like the parable of the Good Samaritan, can be understood in the context of various cultural and historical factors. And just to mention but a few, I will begin with cultural and religious diversity. you will find that the religion of ancient Palestine, where Jesus lived and taught, was characterized by cultural and religious diversity. It was inhabited by Jews, Samaritans, Greeks, Romans, and other groups. By incorporating characters from different backgrounds, Jesus aimed to address a diverse audience and illustrate universal principles that transcended cultural and religious body. Moving on to the second factors is social and economic disparity. During Jesus' time, there were significant social and economic disparities, with a stark and division divide between the rich and the poor. So Jesus was trying to make it clear so that people would get to know that he has not come for this group, but he was trying to address it in such a way so that everyone can be involved. This parable often highlighted these disparities and addressed the ethical dimension of wealth, power, and social relations. I will move on to the next point, which is occupation by Roman and Palestine. You know, Palestine was under the Roman occupation during Jesus' ministry, and Roman influence permeated the various aspects of society. The parable may reflect the tension and power and dynamics between the occupied Jewish population and Roman authorities. Some parables, like the parable of the vineyard, which we find in Matthew chapter 21, verse 33 to 46, contain elements that can be interpreted as critique of Roman oppression and exploitation. So the factors are many. We can talk of social outcast and the marginalized groups, whereby Jesus used the Good Samaritan, or Jesus frequently included characters from marginalized groups in parables, such as the Samaritans, the tax collectors, the lepers, the prostitutes. By doing so, he challenged societal prejudice and their religious exclusivity and cultural divisions. I think I've answered the question.
So can you identify any recurring motifs, for example, symbols across different parables? And how do they contribute to the overall coherence of Jesus' teachings?
All right. Surely, there are many that, there are recurring motifs and symbols across different parables in Jesus' teaching that contributes to the overall coherence of the message. Some of these, include but are not limited to seeds and growth. Like we were talking about the parable of the sower, the parable of the mustard seed. So the motif of seed and growth is present in several parables, such as the parable of sower, like I've mentioned earlier, and the mustard seed. It symbolizes the transformative power of God's kingdom, emphasizing the potential for spiritual growth and development of faith and expansion of God's reign. Now, another recurring motif is a reversal of expectations. Jesus frequently employs a motif of reversing societal expectations and norms, challenging the conventional wisdom and values. This is seen in parables like the parable of the prodigal son, where this young son's repentance and restoration defy cultural expectations and reveal God's unconditional love and forgiveness. We also have a recurring motif of the lost and found. The motif of lost and found is recurring in several parables, such as the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin. It symbolizes God's relentless pursuit of humanity and the joyous celebration that accompanies repentance and reconciliation. We can also, maybe lastly, let me talk of the banquet and banquets and feasts. Banquets and feasts are symbols of God's kingdom. The kingdom of God's abundance and in inclusivity. They feature prominently in parable, like the parable of the great banquet, portraying God's invitation to all people, regardless of social status or background, to participate in the blessing of his kingdom. So these are the some of the recurring motifs, but if we had time, we're going to talk about light and darkness and other recurring motifs in the parables.
So how do the parables about morality, for example, parables about forgiveness, parables about compassion and stewardship reflect Jesus' emphasis on ethical living and the transformation of our hearts and minds.
Okay, so the parables about morality, forgiveness, and compassion and stewardship in Jesus' teaching reflect his emphasis on ethical living and the transformation of the heart and mind in several ways. Maybe to begin with, let's start with moral and responsibility. Jesus' parable often highlighted the importance of moral responsibility and ethical conduct. For example, if we talk about the parable of the Good Samaritan, where it emphasizes the command to love one another or one's neighbor and act compassionately towards those in need. This parable challenged the individual to go beyond a mere adherence to rules, rules and rituals, and instead embody a genuine concern for the well-being of others. Now we can talk of another one, which focuses on forgiveness. That's number two, forgiveness and reconciliation. Jesus' parable conveys a strong message of forgiveness and reconciliation. So the parable of the prodigal son, for instance, illustrates God's unconditional love and willingness to forgive even the most wayward individual. So these parables emphasize the transformative power of forgiveness in a healing a broken relationship, that's restoring harmony in communities. I will move on to the aspect of compassion and mercy. We do have parables of the lost sheep and parables of the Good Samaritan underscore the importance of compassion and mercy again. So they call individuals to extend care and assistance to those who are marginalized, to the vulnerable, and those in need. These parables challenge societal norms, especially in Jesus' times, and biases, urging a radical shift in attitudes towards those who are often overlooked or despised. Maybe let me end with this one, where it talks of transformation of the hearts and minds. Jesus' parables aim to transform the hearts and minds of individuals, challenging them to reevaluate their priorities, you know, attitudes and behaviors. The parables often disrupt conventional thinking and societal norms, inviting listeners to embrace a new way of understanding and living. They prompt self-reflection, repentance, and commitment to align one's life with the values of God's kingdom. I think for now I can end here.
Perhaps I'll just end with my last question also, because we're running out of time, really. How do different theological interpretations of Jesus' parables shape our understanding of their significance for Christian discipleship and mission?
Okay. Jesus' parables challenging the conventional religion attitudes and practices in several ways.
I'm asking about the different theological interpretations. I'm asking how do different theological interpretations of Jesus' parables shape our understanding of their significance for Christian discipleship and mission?
So on this one, let me mention just but a few because of time. So different theological interpretations of Jesus' parable can shape our understanding of their significance for Christian discipleship and mission in various ways. Let me mention just a few to begin with. Salvation and grace. That's some theologians interpret and emphasize the parable's significance in illustrating the concept of salvation and grace. These interpretations highlight the transformative power of God's grace and the invitation to respond in faith and repentance. They emphasize that discipleship involves a personal encounter with God's grace, leading to a life of gratitude, obedience, and lastly, mission. I'll also move to the second point, which is kingdom of God. Another theological school of thought interprets and focuses on the parables teaching about the kingdom of God. These interpretations highlight the present and future realities of God's reign, emphasizing the call to live according to the values and principles of God's kingdom. They emphasize discipleship as active participation in God's mission of bringing about the kingdom, the kingdom's transformative power in the world. maybe lastly, the social justice and compassion. Some theological interpretations emphasize the parable's significance in addressing issues of social justice and compassion. They highlight the call to love, to care for the marginalized, oppressed, and vulnerable. These interpretations emphasizes discipleship as a commitment to seek justice and alleviate suffering and work towards the well-being of all people. So these are some of the theological interpretations to parables. However, I think one that I'm going to push more, I would prioritize this one of salvation and the grace. I think that's the answer to the question, my brother.
Muniz, thank you very much for your time and your insights. Looking forward to our conversation, taking this conversation forward about the parables of Jesus. Pastor Alan Tendekai Marimanzi, thank you very much for your time.
I'm humbled, man. Thank you so much as well.